It's all imitation.
Oh, that can't be no good.
Not genuine.
That's right. But long time ago,
Yeah, Lord.
What's up? Now, that was, they call that, did you ever see it make it with sorghum?
Sorghum?
Yeah.
No, I never, I did tell me they used to make it with sorghum, but I never seen that.
What did they make with sorghum? They made
sorghum.
Yeah. Well, they didn't call that sugar, they call it sugar cane syrup, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't, you never heard of it. Did you ever have any of that other stuff, that real black kind of?
You mean that syrup?
Yeah.
Is it syrup?
Black
gill? That's what we call it, black gill. I think black is this. It's feeding the mule with that.
Molasses?
Yeah.
Molasses.
When I was on the farm, the man had a little small cup when he put the corn in the trough. He sprinkled some of that stuff on that, and then you go catch that mule, and mule rub against you, you're full of syrup. Oh yeah, that's black joe, we call it. Think black joe.
Yeah.
Oh, and just a thing. That's, I don't know what to, I'd make that out of sugarcane. Sometimes they overcook it, I guess.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I just make it black.
Yeah.
Well, I see one time we overcook it, a man had to mix some more, you know, make it thinner.
Uh-huh.
When he got on to 35, well, he could take it out. And there's something else they used to make with that syrup. I don't know myself. People used to eat that with a knife. A long time ago, and people really used to make some good syrup, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But now I don't know what you're doing with
what, that. What was the difference between, did you distinguish between that syrup and molasses or sugar?
Well, that syrup, you got a better taste than that molasses.
Yeah, for sweetness.
That molasses is kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Thick.
Yeah.
And black. People didn't fool that much. That molasses give that to mule. And a big farmer, you know, when you go feed your mule, you take a little bit of that stuff and just put it on that corn like that. That mule eat carb and all. But we didn't fool that. You eat that molasses. I mean, that syrup is kind of thin and clear. Oh, boy. And you eat that with flapjack. You're talking about someone good. Yeah. But they didn't fool that molasses much.
Any kind of sweetening? Did they ever say syrup was long sweetening or something like that?
Oh, no. I never know nothing about that. I just, it's made from sugar.
Yeah.
It got to be sweetened. But it's different sweetening, you know. You can cut that sweetening, you see, in half. But now, what, if they do that or not, I don't know. But I know when I was making him, he never cut it. He cook it down to 35 degrees. And he takes it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he strain it. Now, you strain it with two different cloths, a heavy cloth, a thin cloth.
Mm.
When you get to strain the last time, that going in the bucket.
Yeah.
And you take them same rag, you gotta wash them. Wash them, get a whip around and go wash them away off. Because you throw that sweetened water, that half syrup, that golden thing coming there, you gotta get a whip in it. But he used to make good syrup. At that time, they sell them 75 cents a gallon. Now you know that something. And when I came back here, I stole down that mixed post office. What that for a gallon of syrup? He told me $1.25. I said, what? He said, what you reckon? I said, well, Mr. David, where I come from, getting that syrup for 75 cents. He said, you won't get it for 75 cents. $1.25. Now you can, I think it costs you about $10 now for a gallon. You won't get a gallon. I don't believe they have them in a gallon more.
Yeah.
That's right. They got them in a can, cup, a little something like that. What you pay for the last one you had? About 45 cents?
85 cents.
85 cents. The cup out like that. Well, I could eat it. Something get too high like that, I'm fooling.
Yeah.
Can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Now, when you milk the cow, where did you do that?
Well, I tell you what, the way I used to milk my man cow, she had a nice Jersey cow, good cow, milk her twice a day. I'd go down in the morning,